This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. About 100 people were detained at a venue that hosts parties in a strip mall. The raid happened at about 3 a.m. on Sunday, similar to an ICE action in Commerce City earlier this year. No criminal charges have been filed in either raid. CPR's Allison Sherry reports they are meant to place as many people as possible into deportation proceedings.
They haven't given us any list of any of these people. They're probably at the Immigration Detention Center right now in Aurora, and they'll go into deportation proceedings. In the first raid, similar to this, we know that some of those people have ended up fighting those cases, saying they aren't Tren de Aragua, they just had a clock tattoo, or they're not Tren de Aragua, they're actually running from Tren de Aragua. All of the allegations right now, it's early. I don't think we know exactly that they're all just going to go into immediate deportation.
CPR's Allison Sherry. This afternoon, Congress bestowed a gold medal on veterans who restored mail service in World War II. The 6888 was an all-woman of color battalion, and one Coloradan is in Washington, D.C. to receive the honor on her late grandmother's behalf. Tara Hunter of Loveland spoke with Colorado Matters.
It was super important because there were people who were not hearing from home. They didn't have the convenience of instant communication. And then when you have this backlog of millions of pieces of mail, then what was it? No mail, no morale. It's very true.
Felicia LaVon Johnson died in 1987. Only after her death did Hunter learn about her service in the battalion. In Denver, sunny tomorrow with a 40% chance for afternoon rain showers. This is CPR News.